Cable News In Depth, where we take a deeper look at the top news stories impacting our community.
You are listening to Cable News In Depth. I'm Althea Billings. I'm joined by Ellen Clark from Street Roots to discuss her piece in the latest edition of the paper. It's called Jim Lomason Exhibit Shares Mementos from Portland Street Community. Photography and Storytelling Converge in What I Carry. Welcome to the show, Ellen.
Hi, good to be here.
Yeah, thank you for coming on with us. So your new story talks about the What I Carry exhibit at the Portland Central Library. To start out, what is this exhibit all about?
Well, it's a photography exhibition, and it is at the Central Library downtown on the third floor, Collins Gallery. And it's a way to tell stories of people who are homeless. Jim Lomason took photos of their belongings, the possessions that they still have, that they carry with them, and what they mean to them. And so the people whose objects are photographed actually tell their stories by writing on the photographs. So you'll see handwritten stories, poetry, essays surrounding the photos, and it kind of gives the message about what's important to them.
Tell me a little bit about Jim Lomason. He's the photographer who helped compile these images. What's his history like?
Oh, well, he used to be a commercial photographer and has a college degree in the arts and had always pursued other projects on the side. He has a lot of anti-war beliefs and civil rights beliefs that he wanted to portray through photography. So he created a collaborative storytelling project a few years ago, and it was photographs of objects belonging to Syrian and Iraqi refugees called What We Carried, kind of a similar name to What I Carry, but this was a couple years ago, and it's called What We Carried, Fragments from the Cradle of Civilization. And in 2019, this exhibit was displayed at the Ellis Island National Museum of Immigration. Then in 2023, another project, Stories of Survival, Genocide, Remembrance, and Prevention, went to the United Nations Headquarters Gallery in New York. So he came through those projects with the idea to photograph things that people own that kind of tell their own story, rather than just portraits of people, but people who have left their homelands and could hardly take anything with them, people who are homeless, they all have very few possessions.
What was the process for creating each piece?
Well, he worked with the Street Roots vendors for about a year. He wanted to work with homeless folks, and he knew that that would be an opportunity to always meet with them on a regular basis. So he went to the poetry workshop at Street Roots. He was invited to do that, and the vendors were very excited to do the project. And so he became a fly on the wall at the poetry workshop. He would listen and take note and watch and not really step in too much. And he interviewed the people and had them all bring in their things that mean something to them. And so they did that pretty quickly into the process after the first week, and he photographed those objects. And then he would take them into his studio. He would get the photos processed and print them out and put these about 8.5 by 11 inch prints on the walls at the Street Roots building so that people could see what was going on and how it was a work in progress. And the Street Roots building became his headquarters. So he met with these people over a year. He was very careful to not be kind of intrusive about getting their stories out of them, but let them lead the way in what they wanted to say and about what was photographed.
What were some of the objects that the participants selected?
Well, there's one that really stands out. It's a deck of cards, and that person's name is Flash, and he portrayed that because one thing he said about cards is they provide a universal language. You can carry them with you, can play cards with people. And then there's another standout one also. Actually, they're all standouts. But Bronwyn Carter has chosen to portray socks. She brought in some socks that Jim photographed, because when you're living in a tent and it's winter and it's cold out and rainy out, having warm, dry socks is so important. And she pointed that out, how you can survive the summer and the heat, but when it's cold and wet, there's nothing worse than having your feet cold and wet. And people will trade items for new socks that are dry. And so that kind of says a lot about the homeless experience and her own journey. Another one was a compass. And that's a man named George. And he had a compass that his grandfather gave him. And one thing I liked, he said, if you're in a place where you need a compass, that's an interesting situation. So he's kind of held on to this compass, and it kind of reminds him of the importance of finding your direction. And I like the fact that it's an heirloom. It's something that his grandfather gave him. And I think that any of us could connect with having something that belonged to a family member, no matter whether we're housed or unhoused.
So for these participants who were a part of this exhibit, how did they reflect on the experience of getting to tell the story of these objects that they carry?
Well, everyone I spoke to said very positive things. One person said that he felt like when he saw was a longboard, and he saw the photo of his longboard with nothing behind it. It's on a white background, and it made him see it more. You can notice the details in an object when it doesn't have anything around it. That was interesting, just that observation. And they all said positive things about working with Jim Loomison, that he was very patient and very kind. And Bronwyn said that they didn't feel like their guard was up when they worked with him. They felt accepted and encouraged. And now a lot of them said they would do this again. They would participate happily in another workshop if given the opportunity. They liked the opportunity to be creative.
Well, you write that there was an opening reception at the Central Library on the 18th. What was the reaction from people who attended?
I heard from people that did go that the audience was really impressed with the storytelling and the way people articulated their stories. And it kind of changed some people's thinking about homelessness. And they were able to express that to some of the folks that spoke up there. And they all enjoyed sharing, too.
What do you hope that folks take away from this story?
I think the message is that, for one thing, anybody could become homeless if they have unlucky circumstances. And another thing, this is another message, another quote from the photographer, is that this kind of display humanizes us. It gives us a chance to see that we have more in common with people than we think, and maybe more in common than what's different. The photographer believes that this kind of exhibit can be an antidote to preconceived notions that people have about homelessness and about other people's experiences. It also probably gives people a chance to see these people that we see on the streets living outside that are unhoused as humans.
If our listeners are interested in reading this for themselves, where can they find out more?
Well, you can get a Street Roots copy from any vendor. The story comes out tomorrow. It's on the front page. There are vendors downtown by the library, I think, by Powell's Books, by the Street Roots building on 3rd and Burnside. And a lot of times they're in front of the New Seasons stores and around town, so find a vendor in your neighborhood.
And people can still go see the exhibit, is that right?
Absolutely. This exhibit is on the third floor at Central Library downtown until March 15th in the Collins Gallery. It's a beautiful gallery.
Do you have any final thoughts before we wrap up? Anything we didn't get to mention?
Well, I just think it'd be nice for people to walk into the exhibit with an open mind and see what they walk away with. See if it changes your thinking in any way. And the photographs are beautifully done.
Well, Ellen, thank you so much for being here with us on KBOO News in Depth.
Thank you for having me.
That was Ellen Clark from Street Roots speaking with me about her latest article. It's called Jim Loomison Exhibit Shares Mementos from Portland Street Community. Photography and Storytelling Converge in What I Carry. The exhibit is on display at the Collins Gallery in the Central Library in downtown Portland until March 15th. More information is online at streetroots.org. For KBOO News In Depth, I'm Althea Billings.